Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
They really think Kendra Sleeve is their savior. They really think that she can make miracles happen. Like she a genie. They think she a genie or some shit. I'm serious. Like they could just straight rub the lip and get like 3 wishes and get a man. They really think this broad is their savior. A chick that don't got a man. They think she's their savior.
What's your name?
My name is Denise.
Is that thick body?
Yes, I'm a thick, honey.
You know, I'm just tired.
Like, you bitches are out of your minds. I've been there, bitch. You got
a girl, but it's cool. I ain't gonna tell her shit. That's the energy I'm getting from this one already. And she too damn old for it. Now, I don't know how old she is yet, but she too damn old to go by thick body and do that whole little jig or whatever you call it. This is getting off to a horrible, horrible start.
Trust me, it's not gonna get any better. It's not gonna get any better.
Is that thick body?
Yes, I'm a thick, honey. Thick and thick.
Okay, thick in all the right places. Oh, you went to the kitchen, Kim, already?
I'm just showing this body. You know the body stay thick in
there. I'm the best. You don't know better than this. And that's that, Kendra.
Kendra, stop screaming like a fucking banshee, all right? Would you fucking stop? Ooh! Ooh! Hey! Ooh! Stop!
I'm embarrassed for her already. I'm already embarrassed for her, y'all. Can you imagine if this was your mom, your aunt, your cousin, your coworker, your employer? If y'all could only see my face right now, if y'all could only see my face. This woman is at least over 40. Let's just say that. And she's still this excited about having a body. She has the mind of a 12-year-old at best. At best.
So where are you calling me from, honey?
I'm on vacation in Bayseas, Virginia, but I live in Temple Hills, Maryland.
Okay, you said you're on vacation?
Kendra Sleeves, you can't be serious. You can't be.
No, vacation in Bayseas.
So you're calling me? Okay, you're on vacation from where?
I'm from Temple Hills, Maryland. I live in Temple Hills.
Okay. And, oh, you live in Maryland?
What the fuck?
But where are you at right now?
Bayseas, Virginia. Like, I'm out in the mountains somewhere.
Okay. But overall, you live in Maryland?
Absolutely.
Okay. How old are you, honey?
I'm 46.
Okay. And when's your birthday? What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Cancer.
Say that again.
Cancer. Do you have any kids?
One, and he's grown. 24. He just turned 25.
Do you have you ever been married?
Nope, never been married.
Okay. And what do you do for a living?
I'm in a branch of law enforcement.
Fuck no.
Law enforcement. All right. So we got Denise Maryland, VA, 46, Cancer. She has a 25-year-old son?
Absolute college graduate, yes.
What school?
He went to, Monroe.
Oh, you said grad student. I thought you said a school.
He's a graduate student. He's a graduated chef.
She's definitely the type of woman who's overly impressed when it comes to everything about herself. She's braggadocious about anything she could be braggadocious about. It's like, we don't care. I mean, that's great for your son. We don't care that your son's a chef. We don't care that you got a body at 46. You're 46. You tatted up, dresses like she's 16. She seems like she has some type of mental illness or she's on the autism spectrum. It's just all bad. It's just all bad, but let's continue.
He's a graduated chef.
Ooh, okay. I love it. Never married, works in law enforcement. All right, baby girl, what kind of man you looking for?
All right, look, I wrote it down on envelope. I said, let me find some paper.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting cooked.
She got a list. Let me hear the list.
Let me see. I said a man with a merged-minded mind, meaning dating with a purpose. You got a purpose for dating. I'm just not willing to accept anything less than that. That's number one. You can't be incarcerated, on parole, house arrest, or none of that stuff like that.
What kind of shit is that?
Again, law enforcement, you can't. That's something against the promise.
That seems to be an ongoing theme on this show. Women describing what they don't want, and that being, you know, what they qualify for and what they've been running into. I mean, decent human beings don't even think to say that. Women who are in decent circles don't have to say, you can't be in jail. You know, subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Then also, you know what I'm saying? Be consistent and have an intent. That's all I ask. Have an intent.
Have an intent. Okay. What are your deal breakers?
A lot of baby mama drama. Again, if you on parole, anything like that, that's an absolute no. If you are just like, again, to me, consistency is everything. Consistency is key.
Consistency, okay. Should he look a certain way?
I mean, look, this is the thing.
Oh, Lord, I know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing, it's going to be some dumbass shit.
We all got to be attracted to the one we with, right? So if the libido jump, if my thing don't jump off the couch, then I'm not jumping for you.
But did I just tell you, motherfucker?
No one prioritizes looks more than black women. No one. Not even any race of men. You're an old, mentally ill, washed up, underdeveloped, tatted up baby mama that no man has taken serious in 30 years.
You need to leave.
It is so rooted in patriarchy.
Keep prioritizing looks and keep getting pumped and dumped. See, this is where they sabotage themselves. Because a tall, fine dude who's 46 will fuck this chick for a night or two. But he's not going to commit. Let's just be very clear. These women have been on the dating market for decades. They know who the nice guys are. They ran into a few nice guys. They probably tried to date a nice guy or two over 30 years. But I'm willing to bet she either cheated or sabotaged it in some way so she can get back to the streets and back to fucking dudes who make her libido jump off the couch or whatever the fuck she said.
Funky dog head bitch. How dare you, punk motherfucker? Back off, bitch, before...
Do women feel bad after they treat you like... Honestly, no, they don't.
I would even tell men not to prioritize a woman just being oh so sexy. Because you know what I say on this channel, women who are oh so sexy usually make the worst girlfriends and wives. And the same thing go for the men who are oh so tall and sexy. God came down and had a conversation with this woman and said, look, I got the ideal guy for you. He's going to treat you right. He's literally going to be the perfect husband. He's going to marry you. He's the ideal guy, except one thing. He's just okay in looks, and he's not that great in bed. She would say, no, thank you, God. You got to come better than that.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying? What make you think you greater than Jesus, nigga?
Let's see if you can make her cookie jump.
Exactly.
Okay. Should he make a certain amount of money?
I make 6 figures. I'm out here hustling every day. So if you can't be out here, if you're out here hustling like I'm hustling, then absolutely not.
Okay. Could he make 60K?
I make 100 plus. So, I mean, if you make a 60 and that's good, you know, you can take care of you plus have some in the bank, okay. But at the end of the day, again, you got to be able to stack your bread just like I'm stacking my bread too.
But if you make 100 plus, and then if y'all come together, he brings, let's just hypothetical, he brings an extra 60, that doesn't look good to you?
No, because at the end of the day, when you calculate bills and all that 60 dwindles down. Like I said, if you can grow your thing, your account, your finances and all that.
No, what I'm saying is, this is just hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Like you met a man who made 60, and then y'all joined together, because you're already living off of your salary. And he right. comes in with his extra 60, then that would be an extra 60K to how you're already living if y'all were to join together, no?
Well, I don't think, look at it that way. Like,
of course not, of course not, of course not.
Okay, I'm gonna do the dumb bitchinese translation.
She genuinely thinks that she knows what she's talking about.
Yeah, because I still want to be a lady, and a man supposed to be a man. So yeah, I make $150K, but he got to come in and be able to pay most of my bills too. And do everything I want to do, travel everywhere I want to travel, drive what kind of car I want to drive, and he need to match my fly. And yeah, he need to, you know, be a man and take over the majority of the bills and be able to afford my lifestyle if something happened to my income. Every woman on the fucking planet wants a man that could cover all the bills with no help.
Go make back. It make sense, I'm gonna
be very transparent. Oh, my first love language was a woman.
What the f***?
No.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. He need to be able to come and do at least double of what I'm doing. Minimum. That's really what they want. It's never going to happen, especially for women like this, but that's what they want. Most women don't go out in the world and become something so they can take care of themselves or even contribute equally to a family for the rest of their lives. I feel like most women who go out and achieve, it's an ego project. Or it's a backup plan in case I don't find that high-value man.
Oh, that's no bar, nigga!
Providing for themselves for a lifetime is the backup plan for most women.
Like I said, it depends on how you are with finances. You can have 60K or just as well as 100K, but if your spending habits are bad, then it's not going to work.
Look who's talking.
You know what okay. I'm saying?
Somebody's gonna right. So she a hustler, she want a hustler.
I want to hustle, absolutely. We going to work hard for this kingdom. You know what I'm saying? We for the build up, not to tear down.
No. There is no kingdom. You're 46 years old. Nobody's coming in and building a life with you, a family with you, about to start a new mortgage with you. No, shit is awkward. All this shit is awkward. It's like I always say, after 30, everything gets awkward for women. No matter how hard they try to mask it or make it look like it ain't awkward, the harder they try to make it not look awkward, the more awkward it look.
You already did the Kendra cam. Do you want to do it again?
Then you come on back over to the light.
Man, sit your dumb ass down.
Sit your ass down.
You already did the Kendra cam. Do you want to do it again?
Then you come on back over to the light.
She like, do a bear shit in the woods? Do Diddy like baby oil? The fuck? Do R. Kelly like pissing? Never mind. But yeah, she like, hell motherfucking yeah, I want to do it again. This woman is a mess, y'all.
You have great energy. Woo! Them hips. You ain't got no waist.
Because I waist train. I'll be snatched up in these streets. Snatched all the way to the heavens.
What kind of tattoo do you have? How many tattoos do you have?
I have like 14. So I have everything with Deadpool.
Okay.
What kind of shit is that?
Okay. Nebula to the Animaniacs, all that.
All right. I see you, girl. When was your last relationship?
3 years ago.
3 years ago. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
3 years ago.
Okay. Are you waiting for a relationship or marriage?
I mean, you know what? This is the thing. When it comes to sex, I regard it way up there.
I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep rolling.
This is not true. It doesn't even make sense.
If I'm giving you my cookie, that means you mean something special to me and we together. Because I'm not dishing it out to just anybody and everybody. I'm just not going to do that. I hope that cookie box special.
Okay. I think that's very respectable.
Right.
Three flaws you have to work on.
Let me turn my paper over because I wrote that down too. I'm a bit sarcastic. I ain't even gonna lie. The mouth can be a little swip snap there. And I ain't gonna, it's a straight shooter. Pow! Because that's how I do.
Yeah. You can't make this shit up, people. You cannot make this shit up.
I think sometimes, I don't know, we have goofy women and we have goofy men. And she's an example of a goofy woman. So if you want to call me and play yourself in front of thousands of people, that's on you. I don't know what to tell you.
All these chicks that come on your platform play themselves in front of thousands of people.
This woman is a fucking child stuck in an old woman's body.
And I ain't going to a straight shooter. Pow! Because that's how I do. Let's see, what else I wrote down here? I'm quick to cut a person off. If I feel that that it's not going the right way, or do you just say something that's just off cuff, like, wait, make me clutch my pearls, I'm out.
I cut people off fast. No, you attract the wrong men because you're the wrong woman. You attract bad men because you're a bad woman. That's why you have to keep cutting people off. You know the type of women who don't got to keep cutting people off? Good women who never see more than two relationships their whole life or two marriages their whole life.
I can come off a little stand, like I'm a little shy to a certain degree, especially in new elements. Sometimes I'm just gonna sit and watch. That's it.
And why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
All this bundle of energy plus all this.
You don't even look like a drug addict.
Got me thinking,
I am for the uplift of the kingdom. That's why.
Ooh, you got all the answers. What's the age range you wanna date, Denisha? 46?
Like 38 to 40. I'm going to predict she's going to go that low to 55. I haven't watched this. I genuinely haven't watched this. So I'm either going to be wrong or right.
I'm going to say 38 to about 55.
What did I say earlier? What the fuck did I just say earlier?
Like, I knew it, bro. I knew it, bro. But I just needed a little clarification.
I told you. You ain't tell me shit.
I told you so.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.